What happens when you need a chaplain, but the chaplain does not share your faith, tradition, or beliefs? In military life, that situation is common, and it should not keep you from seeking support.
Right. A military chaplain may come from a particular faith tradition, but the care begins with you. A chaplain should honor your beliefs, your practices, and your right to hold no religious belief at all. The chaplain's role is not to recruit you, correct your theology, or steer you toward the chaplain's own tradition.
So what can you expect when you sit down together? You can expect the chaplain to listen, ask what matters to you, and learn how your beliefs or values shape the concern you brought in. You can also name what would help and what would not.
That might sound like, prayer is important to me, or please do not pray with me. You might ask for a sacred text, a ritual, a quiet place, or simply a conversation without religious language. Clear preferences help the chaplain provide care that fits you.
And a chaplain does not need to personally share a practice in order to respect it. The chaplain may support your practice directly when appropriate, or help connect you with a chaplain, faith leader, lay leader, or community resource from your own tradition.
Picture a service member preparing for movement who learns that a close family member is critically ill. The unit chaplain comes from a Christian tradition, while the service member is Muslim. The service member asks for space to pray and help contacting an imam.
Good chaplaincy keeps the service member's faith at the center. The chaplain can help identify a suitable prayer space, protect time when mission conditions allow, and work through military channels to locate appropriate religious support. The chaplain should not replace the requested practice with a Christian prayer or use the crisis to promote personal beliefs.
There is also a care boundary to understand. Chaplains can offer spiritual care, calm presence, practical support, and help with meaning, grief, guilt, or moral concerns. They do not diagnose mental health conditions or provide clinical treatment.
If your concern points to a need for medical care, behavioral health treatment, legal assistance, or another specialty, the chaplain can help you consider a referral. That is not dismissal. It is part of responsible care, and the chaplain can remain a supportive presence within the limits of the role.
If something feels off, you can say so. You can ask, "Can we keep this focused on my beliefs?" You can request another chaplain or a representative from your tradition. Respectful care includes making room for those requests whenever circumstances permit.
The core standard is simple. Chaplains honor each person's own faith and convictions, and they never impose their own. In the field, that standard protects trust across ranks, traditions, and backgrounds.
Your beliefs do not have to match the chaplain's for the conversation to matter. Bring your concern, name what you need, and expect care that respects who you are while connecting you with the right support.